Meetings to session on this Friday, March the 4th. We have two agenda items that we will be working on. One a proposed rule change and the other a supplemental appropriation. With that, Representative Morgan, have a comment?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of the committee members to welcome our newest member of the Full Ways and Means Committee, Representative March. I think Representative March brings a wealth of experience to this august group of people, and welcome.
Thank you.
And also Linda Ames from the budget and management arm of DAS is stepping up from being a lowly education analyst to being one of the main drivers of that agency over there. So I already told her we're going to eliminate her position as education analyst, but we're very gratified that the department has recognized your abilities and welcome you in your new capacity.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Welcome to both of you, and it is a pleasure to have you here. Thanks. Okay, first item on our agenda, proposed rule change.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Schrader.
I move the proposed rule change.
Been moved by Senator Schrader to make the rule change. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5068. Senator Carter.
Senator Vice Chair. Oh, sorry, Mr.
That's okay.
It's Ben over here. Would you ask him to stay in line? good morning, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5068 relating to state financial administration comes from the Subcommittee on Human Resources. And 5068, as amended, provides supplemental 2003-05 appropriations and other funds expenditure limitation to the Department of Revenue, Forestry, and Administrative Services. The bill provides $8.8 million general fund to the Department of Revenue to continue operations that were to be paid from cigarette and other tobacco product taxes that the department was expected to collect over and above the 03 close of session forecast, Mr. Westland. These additional receipts have not materialized, and the department is dealing with a total revenue shortfall of $22.5 million. The department instituted cost reduction measures totaling $5.7 million to address some of the shortfall. The department received $8 million from the emergency fund during the interim to partially deal with the shortfall and now needs $8.8 million to continue its personal, property, and business tax efforts through the end of June. To reduce the impact on the 0305 ending balance, the bill reduces the appropriation for elderly rental assistance since only $7.9 million of the original $9 million was actually spent. The budget report also requires the department to transfer an additional $7.7 million from the senior property tax deferral account to the general fund. The bill provides an additional $1.35 million general fund to the Department of Forestry to purchase fire insurance for the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund for the 05 season. The premium is due March 14th of each year. While there are still policy issues to be resolved and final responsibility for the insurance cost, the general fund is needed now to acquire the insurance. If it is later determined that the cost is to be shared, the general fund can be reimbursed for the appropriate cost-sharing amount. The bill also establishes an other funds expenditure limitation of $7,661,605 for the Computing and Networking Infrastructure Consolidation, known as CNIC, project within the Department of Administrative Services and reduces the department's other operations budget by 7.6, principally due to shifting the cost from operations to CNIC. The legislature has approved the project and construction funding, but specific limitation is needed for cost other than construction. These costs will be funded with proceeds from the insurance of certificates of participation, and the bill also provides $225,000 expenditure limitation for insurance costs of the certificates. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 5068 as amended. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Carter has made a motion and on the bill. Is there any discussion? Thank you, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm certainly going to support this. It's kind of under almost the guise of housekeeping that we need to make these adjustments. But I think it should be pointed out as we get later on into our deliberations on the budget that we should take note of the contribution that low-income seniors have made to the general fund and to this when we're debating funding for projects that serve and help seniors that we should be aware of the linkage between low-income and elderly that are contributing through the deferred tax program, that they are, have made a significant contribution to solving our budget problems over the last couple of bienniums. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Carter.
To add to that comment, thank you very much, Representative Hannon.
Hansen,
excuse me. I think it's important to note here that these were dollars that were not being used by that department, and it was over and above the use for which they could use in a period of time. One of the recommendations could be that General Government Committee could possibly look at this, Mr. Co-Chairs, and raise the cap, because it's now at about $10,000, and with Social Security setting in for many seniors, $10,000 is very, very low, so they have not use the money. So I want you guys to know we're not robbing the senior fund at all. These are dollars that they could not use. And so that's why we went over and took these dollars for that use.
Mm-hmm. Senator?
Thank you.
Additional?
Senator
Devlin.
Just a clarification to the chairs. These are the dollars that are created by the property tax deferment for seniors and people with disabilities, right?
Yes.
So the limits on those now are in the high 20s in terms of eligibility for singles. But I think it raises a different question, two different questions. One, what should be the appropriate level of reserves for these funds in the future? And two, because these funds are being generated by the interest on the deferred taxes, are we setting the interest rates too high? And should we be charging seniors those high of interest rates?
A good question for review, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nelson.
I just have some concern with the Department of Revenue issue. I mean, we made the projections we were going to pick up this huge amount of money. It didn't happen. Is there anything we need to put a record of? I mean, why? I mean, we made the projections. They didn't pan out.
Yeah, we went through, complete discussion and disclosure. We've talked to the Department of Revenue, and they did not work out as originally anticipated and I guess hoped for. There are extenuating circumstances, and I think that from my office we conducted and had lengthy discussions and are satisfied that that the department did everything they could do it. They notified us in what we think is sufficient time to try and alert us to the deficiencies that were occurring. And I think that myself and the other co-chair feels comfortable that every attempt was made and that we were notified in appropriate times and that actions were taken to try and correct it. It just simply was not there for us to do. And so I think that there has been exhausting discovery done as to why the results weren't as strong as they may have been anticipated to be.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Carter.
For the sake of the committee also, as we have gone over and claimed some of the dollars from the Master Tobacco Settlement, there is a court proceeding going on now regarding one of the people in terms of bankruptcy. And so that has gone over longer than was anticipated. So those dollars are held up in court as a result, and that's what's going on. So this is outside and beyond their control to deal with. The legislature was very aggressive in making this assignment, and it didn't come through not because they weren't aggressive at doing it, but because of the court proceeding itself. And so those dollars are anticipated to come in. It's just that they have not come in at this point.
Thank you. Other discussions? Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, and at the risk of starting off on the wrong foot in the committee, I wanted to return to the issue of the Oregon Project Independence and the link with the Senior Property Tax Deferral Program, which is an excellent program, allows seniors to stay in their homes by deferring their property tax and paying simple interest, not compounded interest, on those property tax. I think there's a strong nexus between that program and Oregon Project Independence. And over the last two biennium, we have consistently rated those funds.
March, tell us the germaneness to this, because I'm not so sure that we're on the same topic.
$7.7 million that we're taking out of the senior property tax deferral program that could be used to help seniors stay in their homes, and that's the germaneness. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional comments?
I want to make one other comment clear that we've gone over. These dollars are dollars that were sitting there not being used, and we are using some of this money for what we said to the Department of Revenue we want them to do, and to be aggressive and going out getting more dollars. We cannot give an agency directions to go and be aggressive and get more money in, and when something happens beyond their control, like bankruptcy, and then we don't give them the tools to go and get it, Mr. Chairman. Those are my closing remarks, and I appreciate very much my colleagues supporting this motion.
Thank you, Senator Carter. Further comments? Seeing none, any objections? So ordered. Okay. That concludes our meeting, and we will be in adjournment.
Thank you.